Father, we recognize you as the one true God, the all-powerful one, the rock of ages, our shelter in this storm. The beauty of springtime fills us with joy and hope as we hear the birds singing in the morning, see the forsythia and the daffodils blooming in the sunlight and the trees starting to bud out. What a wonderful God you are. Father, we come before you with humble and contrite hearts. For many of us, the events of the past few weeks have shaken us. We ask that you do not see our short-sightedness or our anxiety as a lack of faith, but just more evidence that we are frail and wholly dependent on you. There are several that we want to lift up to you. We pray for Gus Garver, who is now at home, and we pray for David as he cares for his dad. Give them both strength, patience, and wonderful moments together. We pray for Jeannie Kelsey, Seth McDowell's mother-in-law, who recently had a brain bleed. Father, we understand that she's not doing well right now. We pray for her recovery and strength for Seth and his family. We continue to pray for Sandy Stanfield, Elaine's sister-in-law, as she battles cancer. We are grateful that you are blessing her with improvements. We ask that you continue to bless Mike McKelvey as he recovers from his stroke. Please be with Karen Colgrove, a friend of the McDowells who is struggling with Guillain-Barré syndrome in Joplin. We pray for her full recovery. And Father, we pray for Nettie Martin. We understand that she has some health concerns right now, and we pray that you bless her, Father, with good health and that you be with Mike as he cares for her. Please also be with Linda Collett, as we understand she is having some more problems with her eyes. Father, we pray for healing, that you bless her, and that you be with Carl as he cares for Linda. Father, we ask that you bless Derek and Heather Thompson in their new life together. Please be with Katie Bruno and Josh Reefer as the recent events are impacting their planned wedding events. We are so thankful that Adam Lewis has a new job, but we are sad that he and his family will be leaving our church family soon to go to West Plains. Please continue to watch over Adam and Aaron and their children as they get ready to move and as they transition to West Plains. Father, our lives have been changed with this coronavirus pandemic. And while positive news about progress against the virus encourages us, our deepest trust is in you alone. We know that you will show your power and your mercy to us in bringing this to an end. And we know, Father, that it will be remarkable. Please keep us focused on you. Remind us to check on each other. Help us to realize that this is a time when, as your children, we can be such a light and encouragement to so many. Watch over and bless and protect us while we are apart. We look forward so much to being together again. In Jesus' name, amen.